Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now. Telephone number 608-321-1310. Love to get you on the air this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial, CJ Klaas and Malia Cuevas. You can learn more about Klaas Financial on their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website and great resource to learn more about Klaas. There's separate divisions. Also an opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great little weekly email. You'll get snapshot to the what's going on in the markets and a link to the most recent podcast. Again, you can sign up and subscribe at klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number 608-442-5637. And again, joined this morning by CJ Klaas and Malia Cuevas. CJ, how are you doing this week?
Good morning. Doing great. How have you been, Sean?
I'm doing really well. CJ, great to talk with you. And Malia, how are you on this beautiful day?
Very good. It's like a winter wonderland still. Don't we love it?
It is. This, yeah, we'll
smile.
We'll revisit this in a couple of months. So yes, right now I think we're all a little giddy, but we've got some important. This is, I think, and you guys will definitely set the record straight. Probably one of the biggest questions people have is, of course, reasonable withdrawal rate when you're into retirement. We're going to talk in depth about that on this week's program. Don't forget, as I mentioned as well, phone lines are open anytime you've got a question during the show about retirement. Love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. A lot of fun features with the program as well. Not only, of course, we do the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week, a chance to win a fantastic prize. This week's chance to win a $25 gift card to Red Lobster. Oh, very, very nice. And also go to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner as well, and you can submit those questions online at klaasfinancial.com. Before we start with talking about withdrawal rate, let's take a look back at last week's Klaas Quiz Question Week. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about inheritance and what you should expect if you should be lucky enough to receive an inheritance, and potentially how you should deal with that when it comes to thinking about taxes and so forth. Really important information. So if that possibly is you or you in the future, listen back to our show from last week. So we had a lot of listeners who called in for this question, which was true or false, inherited life insurance is taxable. And generally speaking, that would be false. And Tony of Madison actually had the correct answer and called in first. So congratulations to Tony. So listen carefully today for the question of the day.
Great chance. Again, a little bit later in the program, we'll do the Klaas Quiz Question Week. If you listen closely, typically both the question and answer comes up. And as Malia mentioned, you can always listen back to this and previous shows podcasts up at klaasfinancial.com. There's a lot of great information on the website. Also subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform, including iHeartRadio. So this week, our topic is about how to plan for what's the proper amount to pull from your retirement savings so, of course, you don't run out of money. The big question I think people say is, well, then what's a reasonable withdrawal rate as we enter into retirement?
Yeah, I don't know even that people think that detailed about it. It's probably, how much money can I pull to, you know, do the stuff I want to do and not run out of money at some age, although even that is a little bit uncertain to them. So yes, you're correct, Sean. When retirees think about risk, many would say that outliving their money is their number one fear in retirement. So this is one of the biggest questions that we have to try to answer with our clients. Now, the three elements that most significantly affect planning are the need for real, not nominal, cash flow. So when we say real, this is an income stream that increases with inflation. Number two would be the risk of having to sell assets to provide income at the wrong time, i.e. during a bear market or like now when the market is way down. And number three, the likelihood of future decades of historically low market returns. we say likelihood. We're not saying there is a likelihood. We're saying if that were to occur, that could have an impact. So, of course, the question is, what is a reasonable or a safe withdrawal rate? And the answer is, it depends. I know everybody hates this. This is our favorite answer. Let me tell you why. And honestly, if you actually slow down and think about this for a little bit, you'll recognize that there is no other rational response besides it depends. Because it'd be the equivalent of me saying, hey, average American retires at 65. Let's say they die at 85. That's 20 years of a projection. And that would be the equivalent of saying, CJ, I want to drive from New York City to LA, and I want you to tell me exactly when I will end up there, down to the minute. And that's stupid. I would never do that. I would say, it depends. Well, it depends on what, CJ? The reliability of your car, how fast you're going to go, what the weather patterns will be, if there's any road outages, any delays, how many times you need to go to the bathroom, if you have kids with you. You get the point. It would be crazy for me to try to say you will end up in California at XYZ time. In a similar way, it is crazy to say to your financial advisor, what exactly will I end up with 20 years from now? And will I have enough? So the reality is, retirement planning is as much art as it is science. Now, when I say that, you better work with an advisor who knows how to do math, because there's a lot of complicated calculations that you have to do to come up with a reasonable response to this. But truly, the only accurate response is it depends. So what does it depend upon? Well, when we evaluate beginning income streams from your retirement accounts, we have to consider longevity, your personal financial situation, your risk appetite, level of current debt, income sources, so on and so forth. But as a rule of thumb, and remember everybody, these rules of thumb are a little bit dangerous, but as a rule of thumb, somewhere in the 4 to 5% average annual distribution rate from your portfolio is sustainable. Now, if we look at your retirement planning horizon, so this would be years of retirement. So say you retire at 55 instead of 65, or say you're really risk averse and you only want 20% in stock instead of 60% in stock. Well, all of those factors have massive impacts on that distribution rate I just talked about. So that gets back to why these rules of thumb are dangerous, because if you're going to retire early, then you better draw less. If you're going to retire late, then you could draw more. So a lot of factors can impact that withdrawal rate. And of course, the idea is to stay ahead of inflation, which might seem easy to some people, but right now we've got rampant inflation and the market is down. So as you can imagine, that would be a challenge. One other final thought on this is, if the market returns 10% this year, a lot of people will say, well, I did great, so I'll just take my growth. And we go, no, no. Because you need to leave some of that growth on the table for the future downturn. And in a similar way, if the market is down, it doesn't mean you take nothing. So it's about building a sustainable withdrawal rate that can handle the volatility of the markets over a long retirement horizon.
Really important guidance so far this morning from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. We've got a lot of really important stuff to get to this morning. Also important to hear from you. If you've got a question, we'd love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll talk about what you need to know now and how it affects what you'll be doing later in that planning with the details from Malia. We'll take your call as well. In the meantime, if you haven't been to the website yet, now's time to head on over to KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Really cool website with a lot of great information about Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Do not forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. That conversation is complimentary to you. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. Talking this week about what's a reasonable withdrawal rate when we enter retirement. And I've got to guess, Malia, that your current lifestyle and your current spending habits probably apply in retirement as well, don't they?
You are so smart,
yes,
Sean.
Yes, I've learned from you guys. I've learned.
He is ready to retire in about 50 years. This is so true because we got many people who, honestly, they've been frugal their whole lives. And they honestly tell us, yeah, but when I get to retirement, I am going to start spending and enjoying life. And it's not that they don't enjoy life, but we rarely see the trigger happen where they're like, okay, I'm just going to blow money on anything. We don't see that. We honestly don't. The flip side is true, too. The spenders say, well, when I get to retirement, I know I'm going to have to be more frugal. And we don't see that happen either. So really, when we're looking at how much income you currently spend, there is some indication of how much you probably are going to need in retirement or somewhere around that area. So, you know, after listening to CJ and our listeners are probably thinking, well, you guys are just being very vague about how much I should do take out. And we are intentionally being vague because there are so many considerations. So the starting point really is, know how much income you currently spend now on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis. And believe me, a lot of people don't even have a clue on that. They know what comes in, goes out. They really don't know where that money is being spent. So that's a good beginning barometer for what you're likely to spend when you're retired, if not more. So some people do want to retire to a slightly better lifestyle and certainly not a reduced one. So based on what we've seen and reality, it is likely you'll need about 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income when you go to retire. And then many times people would argue they need or want 100% of that same income. So what we're talking about here is planning now, assuming you have a few years to make sure that that nest egg is as big as possible based on your income needs. So keep in mind that according to the U.S. Census Bureau, average length of retirement in the U.S. is currently 18 years. And the average age at which most people retire is between 63 and 66. And then if you factor in longevity and live that out to potentially age 100, this too can be a reality. This week I had a client who is 102 in my office, and he still shakes his head. He tells me he works out 6 days a week. He walks right in the office, and that's an inspiration to all of us. But the reality is he didn't expect, he's been retired, I think for about 45 years, something like that. He wasn't expecting to still be here. And of course, he doesn't want to run out of money, even at 102. So it sticks with you. So for yourself, you need to really start thinking about all these different factors. So when we discuss what kind of withdrawal rate would be considered sustainable in times of inflation or not, that's how we're going to determine, you know, long-term distribution rate based on potentially how long you could live. You know, when we look at what that withdrawal rate is going to look like from your investments, what we have to do is look at the other income sources that you likely will have as you enter retirement. You might have Social Security. Most people have that available. You might have a pension, and you might possibly have spousal income or part-time employment. Now, for many of our clients, we have situations where they were divorced many years ago, and there's an existing pension that they can start pulling as they enter retirement. So factors play into how much you're going to actually have to dip into your investments to sustain the cash flow that you need. So it's quite a puzzle. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's a fun puzzle to work through, but it's important to get a handle on that. And then depending on your age at retirement, there may be other special expenses we have to take into consideration, where you're going to get your health insurance, what those premiums are going to look like prior to age 65. And then finally, the biggest one we talk about every single week, I think, is how much debt are you going to have as you go into retirement? And we, you know, we're kind of negative on debt. So we want you to have the very least. And if you have the very least, we're not going to have to take income out to help pay down your debt. So all of these things are important. Just take a careful look at it for yourself.
And it's interesting when you mentioned, you know, folks living past 100, and it's not just that we're living past 100, we're staying active well into, a lot of folks are well into their triple mm-hmm. digits. So you want to plan accordingly, because when you want to do fun stuff, as I know, as a parent, as all of us as parents, you want to do fun things cost money oftentimes.
They do.
Talking this morning with CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, online, claasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Call now. You can set up that appointment, 608-442-5637. The age 72, it's important. We'll talk about that and so much more next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, the website claasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Talking this week about when it comes to retirement and pulling money out of your retirement savings accounts and how to do that and what we need to know and all the plans that go into it leading up to retirement. And of course, understanding in retirement, all of that stuff. So what happens then? So I turn 72 and I've got this nest egg. I got this money put there. Do I have to take that money out? Does it factor into my withdrawal rate? What's kind of the ins and outs there, CJ?
Yeah, so you're talking about required minimum distributions, or RMDs, also known as MRDs. We love acronyms in our industry. But yes, so this will play into your kind of sources of income in retirement. Now, to you know, add on to what Malia was referencing before, some of the mistakes that we see people make when they're talking about replacing their income in retirement is they don't recognize that when you're in retirement, there's no longer any FICA tax. So FICA is Social Security and Medicare combined. And so you have to account for that differential when you're comparing pre-retirement income to retirement income. Also, a portion of your Social Security income is not taxable. So you have to factor that in. And then you have to factor in the fact that you're not going to be saving for retirement anymore. So Malia, I thought her comment about it's a puzzle, it really is. And it's the reason why a lot of people will eventually end up hiring somebody to help them kind of look at that puzzle. Because we do this all day, every day, right? So for us, the puzzle's a little bit easier. We can just say, what's your take-home pay? How much of that are you spending? What are your sources of income? And in about 30 minutes, we can come up with whether or not you've saved enough. But it's complex. So once you turn 72, of course, you've also got to be aware of what are called required minimum distributions. Now, some of you are going, 72? I thought it was 70 and a half. Well, it used to be. But now the new RMD age is 72 because people are living longer. And the IRS does require you to take a certain amount of money out of certain retirement accounts every year, which are these RMDs. These would be coming from any of your old 401ks, 403bs, or IRAs that are pre-tax. There are some exceptions to that if you're still working and able to contribute to a 401k plan. But generally speaking, after 72, from any pre-tax retirement account, you have to take a required distribution. Now, the question is, why does the IRS require this? And the answer is taxes. So if you know how this works, you know, when you put money into the pre-tax retirement account of any sorts, you haven't paid any tax. It's actually not fully true, by the way. You have paid FICA tax on that, but you haven't paid federal or state income tax. And therefore, it goes in pre-tax and grows tax deferred. And the IRS says, well, gosh, we've lost out on that revenue and, you know, Johnny's turning 72. We've waited long enough. Johnny, pay up. And so they want you to start taking minimum distributions. Now, why? Because as that money comes out, it pings a 1099, which adds to your income for the year, which adds to your tax burden for the year. So that's the whole key here, is just remember RMDs are basically because Uncle Sam has said, I've waited long enough. Whether you need the money or not, it's got to come out of the retirement account, and then you have to pay income taxes on that. Now, a couple of quick notes here. There are no required minimum distributions on a Roth IRA unless you inherited that Roth IRA. And or if it's a Roth 401k. Roth 401ks do have RMDs. So what a mess. I don't know why the IRS made this so complicated.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number is 608-442-5637. A couple more points, CJ, on RMDs and what people need to know.
Yeah, just a couple other points here. So your first required minimum distribution has to be taken out no later than April 1st of the year after you turn 72. However, if you wait until April 1st of the year after you turn 72, all future minimum distributions have to be out by the end of the calendar year. So that would mean if you wait to pull your first RMD until April of next year, that means you have to double up. You'd have to do two distributions in the same year. So most of the time, not always, but most of the time, we just suggest you try to take that first distribution by the end of the calendar year so that you're not adversely impacting your tax. But again, work with your accountant or your advisor on them. And then just a kind of calculation here, your RMD is not on top of your other cash flow amount. So, you know, often people will go, oh, I'm already drawing money. So you're saying I've got to draw money and then draw more money? No. If you're already in retirement, say drawing 5% out of your IRA to generate cash flow, this minimum distribution is not on top of that. It would be covered by your already existing distribution. I hope that makes sense. Now, I was going to go through kind of a calculation here, but I'm running out of time. The long and the short of it would be your first year's minimum distribution is right around 0.6 to 3.7% of your IRA balance. So therefore, you get my point. If you're already pulling 5% out of your IRA, you're already meeting that minimum distribution. So hopefully that's helpful.
Makes perfect sense. Great stuff this morning from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. And before we get to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, one thing, it's related but not exactly the importance of having liquidity as well as emergency savings when it comes to your accounts. That's an important part, isn't it, Malia?
You're retired doesn't mean you shouldn't have ample savings to take care of emergency needs, because every day there seems to be some type of emergency around the house, right?
Yeah.
So we want you to have that protection, obviously, in your earning years, but that also flows through in your distribution years. So we would say a cash reserve could be anywhere from 3 to 6 months of living expenses or up to a year. If you know you've got some big cash flow need in the future, we would say stock it away so that you can take care of that coming up.
One of the things I know I've learned from you guys over the years as well is once you start doing this stuff, it becomes second nature. And
it does.
No one's ever complained about saving too much, having too much money.
No, we have not heard that yet.
Got too much money. So great stuff this morning. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website, great resource. And the telephone number for Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this in just a moment. I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Red Lobster. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. At what age must you begin required minimum distributions, RMDs, from your retirement accounts? Is it 62 or 72? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Red Lobster. And again, don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office here in Madison. 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it is always great hanging out with you guys. You enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Kevin Clark, Make Dreams Realty. He's in studio and with us next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.